Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skransky.
Please rise. Join us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? I think because of tonight, we have a three-minute period, so we'll try and limit that.
Bob Sandrowski, 6425 South 116th Street. No, I'm not here about the swamp natural habitat next door to me. I'm here because I had a discussion with Mayor Taylor regarding impact fees being assigned to the school district. Well, being the former chairman of the impact fees committee back in 2000 to 2002, I still have a copy of the final report. After talking to the mayor, I went through the entire document again. There is no mention of school district. There were five classifications: residential, single family, multifamily, commercial, industrial, and institutional. And I think if you look at the definition of institutional, school district does not fall underneath that definition. So I don't know how, since 2002, it ever came up to start setting impact fees on a school district, because the impact fees were on new development, not expansions like a school district like Franklin's going through. It called for new development. So that's what I'm here for tonight. And I don't think the school district should be paying any kind of impact fees, because that's double taxation. They're turning around and hitting the Franklin taxpayers, which I don't reside in, thank God, but they're hitting them for additional tax dollars because of it. So I will stick around. If you have any questions when it comes up on the agenda, I'll be glad to answer them for you.
Thanks, Bob, for coming down and also for going through all the materials. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Hello, my name is Stephanie Mayers, 6180 Overlook Court, Greendale, Wisconsin, and I'm here to introduce myself to the Common Council. I am one of the Republican candidates for the 82nd Assembly District seat that's been vacated by Jeff Stone, and I know that, of course, Mr. Skransky is also one of the Republican candidates, and so I know you know him very well, but I wanted to come down so you could see who I am, put a face to the name, and also I have some handouts here that just to have, I mean, obviously they say to vote for me, but also they have my website on. So if you're interested at all, you can go on my website and contact me. I'm happy to talk to anyone and answer any questions, because obviously if I win, I hope to be working very closely with this Common Council in the future.
Well, welcome to Franklin, and
thank you
for all your work in Greendale. We go there often. Greendale's just a beautiful community. So.
Thanks. I appreciate it. If it's okay, I'll just leave these on
sure.
The chair there. And thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to bring the Common Council attention to this police report that is covering 365 days of incidents at the ski lodge up here, which is a rock sport incident. Kind of ridiculous that the police department have to spend that much time trying to solve the problems up there, especially with when I look at some of these things, it's just the alarm system that goes off. Also, in regards to sometimes there's a request to include more police officers, but 3 weeks ago, I went up to the police department and asked for some information to see if I can find one of the captains or somebody there. And one of the problems was the girl behind the window said there's nobody available. I got a lady off of the patrol car, came in, and she said this is normal, that the police department is not staffed properly. On Friday, everybody goes someplace. It's kind of ridiculous to find that out in my city. But this is an issue. Let somebody else solve this. This Common Council, why do we need new policemen? Also, we want to get a new inspector building inspector. If we insist that these inspectors that we got now do the job in a more orderly manner and quicker manner, I have a complaint up there that's just not solved from August 22nd to November 5th, and there's no reason why that should take that long. It should only take about 2 weeks to solve some of these complaints that go through it. They keep going and going and going. Also, I want to bring up the point that the Department of Public Works wants new equipment. They had a skidder this year, a dump truck. They bought a new, used bucket truck. They bought a road patching truck. I don't quite understand why you get all this equipment, and yet with this new road patching truck, my road has not been taken care of. 77 says, but not my road or the roads in my area. Also, I want to bring up the point that there were part-time employees about 2 months ago working in the corridor next to the building inspector trying to pick up a rug. These two people are responsible or supposed to report to Mark Liberta. They were no longer qualified to even pick up the rug. They had a cart there. They didn't even know how to operate the cart to get it out of the door. When I see all this stuff and you people want to get more employees.
Mr. Lewandowski, I'm going to try and keep it to 3 minutes, and if after everybody speaks that wants to speak,
I could go on all day.
If you want to speak after that, it'd be great. Is anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Common Council. I am not a citizen of Franklin. I'm Detective Balo of the City of Franklin Police Department. I'm here tonight to represent the Franklin Professional Police Officers Association. Our contract is on the agenda tonight for approval. Wanted you to know that we have overwhelming support from our association for the passage of it, and I hope that you will do the same tonight.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
I can place this. Good evening. My name is David Bartles, 8489 Golden Lake Court here in Franklin. I'm here tonight on behalf of a committee that was formed recently called the Sabre Stadium Project. It's myself and 11 other Franklin residents getting together to raise money for new stadium facilities at the high school. Right now, we have a muddy, junky feel. I know I've seen a lot of you folks at the games. We need to upgrade it. Now is the time. We just completed, or the school district just completed, new bathrooms, concession stand, nice archway. The field's really looking great over there, or the facility. Now it's time for this new field. So far, our committee has raised private donations, $757,000. Our goal is $2 million to do everything. We're probably going to come in below that, in all honesty, and cut some things out of the project. The big thing is this isn't a football project. It's a community project. Park and rec departments, kids will benefit. Band, ponds, cheerleading, track, boys and girls lacrosse, boys and girls soccer. We did some numbers, roughly 3,000 kids will use it, including bi-ed students at the high school. We're rolling. Again, $2 million is our goal. We've been told that if we can get $1 million committed by December 1st, we can make this happen next year. And that is our main focus at this point. Tonight, I just ask for your support, Mr. Mayor, council members, both financially from the city, if feasible, non-financial support of spreading the word, contacts, in-kind donations. You guys know a lot of people. Anything that can do to help us would be greatly appreciated. And I do have some folders of information there for each one of you to review on your own. So my contact info is on there. Always happy to answer questions, meet with you, follow up leads you may have, and hopefully the city can wrap their arms around this project like other cities. Greendale, great facility over there. Greendale alum, by the way. So whatever you do to help us out, I think it'd be great. Final point, which I forgot to mention because I'm not reading my notes. This enhances our community. Again, it's not just a football project. This will help us retain business, attract business, retain families and kids here, and, you know, hopefully it'll just be a groundswell of enthusiasm for the city of Franklin. Thank you.
Please stay. Thanks for everything you do, by the way.
You're welcome.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Going once, going twice. Anyone else wishing to speak? If not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item two, announcements. I'm going to just ask if anybody has any questions. I went to the fundraiser that was held at Tuckaway for the Sabre Stadium project. To say the least, it was extremely well attended. And I think when I walked in the door, the figure was at about $222,000. And by close to the end of the evening, they had raised $700,000+.
Was that all from you?
Yes.
Wow.
No, just the mayor's salary, I pledged. No, actually, somebody called in and pledged $500,000. So, and I know I see Steve, and I know Ken's out there, and I see about almost all of you out at the stadium games. I mean, it's no big secret that hopefully our folks are going to go up to the state again and win the state championship. But the other night was a prime example of why something needs to be done to that field and that stadium. One of the referees actually took quite a stumble, and I thought they were going to have to bring the paramedic unit on yesterday. And they referred to it, I guess, kindly as the swamp. But they're not able to hold regional track meets, and it's, I don't know, I think, Steve, you've been down to Indian Trails. I've been down to Indian Trails and some of the other stadiums, and hate to say it, but being the mayor of the city, but ours looks pretty ridiculous in comparison to these other stadiums. And so I'm asking you, basically, if you can, to try and contribute, to ask others to contribute. This is, we're not talking about additional taxes. And I do have in here on the third paragraph to look into whether impact fees might be able to financially support the stadium. I'm guessing it's probably going to be the old adage, probably not. Because anytime you want to do something cooperatively with another governmental entity, the state law usually kicks in and says no. But I think it's worth us looking at. In the same manner that Wauwatosa and other communities have looked at it, I think many of you are familiar with Hart Park in Wauwatosa and what they've done down there. I mean, the former mayor, Jill Didier, took me on a tour of Hart Park, and I'd say I was embarrassed because it's such an outstanding project that they built for it for the city, and I don't know why we can't do the same here. I'm sure Franklin can do it. We did it with the library. It can happen the same way for this stadium project. So I'm basically asking that you make a motion to refer this to the Forward Franklin Committee.
I'd like to make a motion to refer to Sabre Stadium project to the Forward Franklin Economic Development Committee. Board's review and return to the report to the Common Council as a potential city and community assets assistance which may be provided to support the project and to direct the staff to review and return the report to the Common Council as to the potential impacts and application of impact fees and impact fee ordinance.
Yeah, there was a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm glad that this is on the agenda. I'm glad that you put this in there, and we'll have it go to the committee that I serve on, which has, you know, as Mr. Barlow said, a number of people that have other connections too. You know, I've only missed a few games in the last five, six years, and I've traveled extensively, you know, anytime they're on the road, just to see what kind of facilities we have to play at. And when the mayor used the word embarrassing, I would agree with that. When you look at what our communities have compared to what we have, and you know, was it maybe 3 years ago when our field was not able to be played on, and we had to go to Greendale, and I think actually pay to like $1,500, and they got the concessions because our facility was not able to be used, and you see more and more high schools going with this type of field turf, and which I assuming is what's going to be on there. So I fully support this, and it does enhance our community. You know, having a facility, a state-of-the-art facility, has players want to play, you know, parents want to move their kids and go through this school system, because not everybody likes the art side of it. A lot of people love also like the sports side of it. So I fully support this. Is it possible for you to, what you have in terms of the brochures and those folders, to send me something in a PDF form? Because I have a newsletter that I send out to about 1,000 households or 1,000 individuals once a month, so I could put that in my November one. So that'd be.
I'll get that to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Your Honor.
Alderman Skrosky?
Yeah, I think if he can leave the photo and any information in the hall here, as people keep coming through, it'd be good to have another place to show that and make people aware of it. So when it hits the newsletter, people can maybe relate to it if they come into City Hall. And it's much more visibility, or any of our public buildings, the library, all these places, that this should be shown so people are aware of it. And the more times they see it, the more support I think you're going to get out of it. And I think I was at the fundraising dinner the other night, and I think if the enthusiasm that's in that room and the support is going to follow throughout the rest of this community, you'll have a success. And Dave, thanks for doing a great job.
Okay, here I thought I was going to have to do this big selling job. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'll be the wet boy.
Okay.
I always said that good schools make a good community, so I still stand by that. I do have concerns that we have several organizations, including the seniors, that have been pounding at us for having some kind of community center, an indoor facility, so... I'm hoping that we can support both projects. If we cut into our funding, I have concerns about where that will take the other projects that have been pushed back. But I do think this is a good project. If we can find a way to support it on some level, I think that's a good thing for the community. But just a little bit of caution on... what we've been asked in the future and haven't provided for the community.
Okay, anything else? Just the last part, and that's that the mayor's job many times calls for him to be a cheerleader, and that's what I'm trying to do. And while I have impact fees, I have the word underlined and bolded, might be used. The big thing that I'm asking all of you is to talk it up every time you're talking to your constituents or others or people of influence. This is a great project, and it's not just for football. It's going to be used extensively and has been extensively used for community projects. And I think it's, when I'm sitting down or we're sitting down with prospective businesses, one of the first things they ask about is the school district. I can honestly say every time we have a great school district and turns out terrific students. And then when they ask me about the sports facilities over there, I turn to the next subject. So, but it's very, very important for economic development. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thanks again for everything that you do out there. I see you out there in the rain and the snow, and you're like a mailman almost. So. Next one is when I was handing out the cake with over at Sendix the other day with Mr. Balistrieri, one of the folks I haven't seen in a long time was Steve Brunel came up, and we were talking, and he shared some things with me, and you have it in your packet. Do all of you know who Steve is, or have you met him? I think it's this Monday we have Veterans Day coming up. And many times, all of us, we look to national figures. We look at people that have received the Congressional Medal of Honor. And it's outside of Franklin. And I think it's important to understand that we have... All-American heroes in our community. And one of those heroes, and we have many, but one of those is Steve Brunell. And this is a, Steve was a Green Beret, kind of rare, highly decorated with the American Bronze Star, Cambodian Bronze Star, Cambodian Jump Wings, and he earned a Black Beret from the Australian troops. So it says in the article he can also have tea with the Queen. But our hometown boy, Steve, was honored by his original hometown of Hurley, Wisconsin, and they sent him on the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight. And I think I'm going to be speaking on Monday, and I'm going to make mention of Steve, and I'm also going to make mention of the other veterans that are in our community that have done so much for our country, and that we should never forget them, and maybe thank them when you see them. And Steve's got a local insurance company here, and you can do that anytime you want. I think it's it used to be right next to George Webb's over on 76th Street. So with that, I was hoping that Steve would be here, but he couldn't make it tonight, so we could all applaud him for his service. So that's pretty much that. Any questions or comments? If not... approval of the minutes, regular meeting of October 15th, 2013.
So moved.
Set.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Reconsider approval of the minutes of September 30th, 2013, committee of the whole meeting to provide for a correction to item 2B. I understand, Mr. Liberta, you may have worked on this with Alderman Skronsky. Or...
Yes.
Okay. Is there any questions? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So
is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G1.
Resolution. That's on the reconsideration.
All right. Is there a... Alderman Skronsky, did you want to make a motion?
I did. So for reconsideration.
We
just did that.
We just did the reconsideration.
Yep.
A motion. Mr. Liberta, maybe you could...
The subsequent motion would be motion to approve the minutes of September 30th, 2013, committee of the whole meeting with the correction to item 2B to include and including an increase of $950,000 to contingency as part of the motion.
Yes.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G1, resolution directing staff to investigate and prepare an ordinance exempting public school districts from subjection to city-imposed impact fees as set forth in Section 92-9.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Just give a little discussion so that the general public understands. You heard tonight from Bob Swindrowski, and again, I'd like to thank him for coming down tonight, about the impact fees that we had imposed on the school district. I had a meeting with the president of the Franklin School District, Janet Evans, a week ago, and subject matter came up, and Janet expressed some major concerns about the impact fees. I think she was surprised I was nodding in agreement with her, because I saw that as a double taxation to the public, that we're imposing impact fees, and then who's going to pay the impact fees is going to be the residents of Franklin. So I didn't think that that must have been the intent of the ordinance at the time. So I called Bob Swindrowski up, and because I knew he was the chairman of the impact fee task force. And Bob went through all of his notes, and he's got the report with him. And I think he talked to Mike Clavette as well. And then I talked to Mr. Milzer from the school district, who also sat on the impact fee task force. And it was his recollection that that was never the intent of the committee, that impact fees be imposed on the school district. And that's why you have it in front of you. Alderman Wilhelm?
I totally agree with that. I just have two questions. As far as zoning, what is the zoning for schools? Because we were told that it was...
Institutional.
Right, and I thought I heard a citizen comment period that schools weren't zoned institutional, so I But my other comment is on page 14, the last, be it further resolved, where it talks about the applicable impact fees collected since that date on the behalf of the school will be refunded. Will that, are there fees that were collected, and will we need to make that adjustment in the budget?
Mr. Liberta?
Yes, there were fees that are required to be collected in order for issuance of their building permits. So there have been fees that have been paid since January 1st of this year. But it will really only affect the year-end results of the development fund, and I don't believe it will have any impact on the budget for 2014.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, let's see. Mr. City Attorney.
Only that it's not an automatic answer. Because back in 1992 to 1994, the city of Franklin was the first community in Wisconsin that adopted development fees, which included impact fees for schools and future school development, which resulted in litigation and ultimately the current impact fee statute of 1994. And this is kind of the converse, but the bottom line was you don't charge schools for impact fees. But the flip side is, versus double taxation, our cities thereby providing support for separate taxing districts. So I just thought I'd throw that out, which is, as in the mayor's earlier email, might is underlined. We'll look at it.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve a resolution directing staff to investigate and prepare an ordinance exempting public school districts from subjection to city-imposed impact fees as set forth in Section 92-9 of the Municipal Code?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and... Oh, it's already been moved. Okay.
I did.
Double
time.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Donation from the Historic Society of asphalt paving of the handicap accessible pathways around historical buildings, Lions Legend Park, and authorization of a path lighting project in this same area be considered a project co-sponsored by the City of Franklin. Is there a motion? Alderman Mayor?
I move to accept the donation of the asphalt paving for the handicapped accessible pathways in a manner acceptable to the city engineer to authorize that the path lighting project be considered a project co-sponsored by the city in relation to the minor site plan application and any required building permits.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I was going to ask that the installation of the lights be based on page 17 versus page 21 of the packet, because there are two actual lighting diagrams. One was the revised lights.
If there's no objection, I'll direct the staff right now to follow that.
That is staff's intent with the new plan that was included on page 17.
I just thought it should be included in the end of the motion, since in the future there's two pages in the packet and someone might not know. So I'd ask the maker of the motion to add installation of lights based on page 17 in the council packet, which is this one right now. Versus the other one.
Lord Mayor? Any objection?
If that fits their needs, I'm okay with it.
And the second was Alderman Schmidt?
Oh, yes.
And you're okay? All right.
I'd also like to thank them for looking over this and coming up with what I feel is a really good solution. It sounds like it's going to work with them. And I did talk to Mr. Lucky, and he seems to think that will work. And
okay. Mr. Liberta?
I'll also just briefly point your attention to page 18, the second color map. At the last meeting, you did approve a lease an amendment to a lease agreement related to this, or a memorandum of understanding, excuse me. I noted in that we did check that the legal description that was prepared in the 90s relative to that had an error in it, which has the portion of the land slightly off-centered from covering the buildings that are currently there, and it doesn't extend far enough to the east to incorporate the new area that the barn is anticipated to be in. So I'll work with the city attorney to bring back a revision to that at an upcoming meeting so that the proper area can be cited in both the memorandum of agreement and the lease.
Mr. City Attorney.
And as I kind of said at the last meeting on that subject, quote, legal close quote description doesn't mean the legal services department prepared the description. So the error was from another department.
Okay. Alderman Dandria?
No, in our packet, Mark, this Patriot Lighting, page 23, is this the product for the lighting that's going to be used in this project?
Mr. Lockie's in the audience, but that was their intent. I believe the only difference is the one located right behind the Old Town Hall is actually going to be located affixed to the Old Town Hall, so it will have a slightly different look, but I imagine they'll be selecting one that follows that same general sort of historic pattern.
Okay, so this the post-installation and the diameter of the footings are within code?
Yes. I know the building inspector instructed them that if they follow the manufacturer's specifications for installation of this lighting pole, that would satisfy.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Skotsky, Alderman Schmidt.
I have a question on the dotted red line. Is this what you're talking about, the lease agreement area?
You're looking at the oversight map?
I'm looking at page 18.
Yes.
Why didn't the line kind of parallel the wetland area to give a little more open space long as it's there and it's an unusable area, give it to the Historical Society on a lease? I don't know if that, you know, give them a little more space here. You know, follow that curvature to a point and then bring it up and across.
Our intent was using the site plan that they had put in place for the barn and provide a 20-foot buffer on the back side of the barn. And then we kept a straight line because it's much easier to map, track, and identify it in the future, because then you're only marking the corner. So we went 20 foot behind the barn and identified a straight line, and the parties indicated that should be sufficient. City engineer thought that would work. So that's why it's in the packet that way.
I'm just thinking to give them a little more space at this time, because there's always some good items that the Historical Society has, and rather than confine them, take the space and utilize the space. Otherwise, it's going to be a no-man's land back there anyway. So I think it'd be a good area, in my opinion. Utilize the area to its highest potential.
Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Wilhelm. Well, let me just ask, Mr. Lucky, given it in the audience, is the motion that is on the floor, does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Alderman Schmidt?
After this item kind of got tabled a month ago, I was out at the grounds again with Mr. Schaefer and a couple of his crew, electrical and arborist, to revisit the location of things, and that was at that point where the one lamppost that was in question, possibly affecting any tree roots, we agreed that it would be better positioned being mounted on the wall of the town hall, eliminating a lamppost into the ground in that area. And also then they mapped out where the conduit will be run underneath the pathways so as not to create any more disturbance. So thanks to go out to Jerry Schaefer and his crew for doing an excellent job of putting this together for us.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, in reference to the legal description, I think if we move it back and include the wetland, which is not what the Historical Society is asking us for, then we're talking about a whole NRPP and all of that with... because we make other organizations do that, so it seemed that would be fair. So I don't know why we would want to give more city land to a private organization than they're asking for. I think, to me, it was my hopes that that would probably be the last building to be pushed in there, given that we all were concerned about the character of the park on our last discussion, which is why we ask them to come back with the revised plan. So I guess I'm not in favor of changing the boundaries. I think we've already expanded it from the first lease to include. They have plenty of room for their project. The land not only includes that barn project, but all it's the full length of that parcel as well. So there's more than enough for them to do that project, and I don't see any need to cause any extra work because we as the City of Franklin are paying for these maps, and this all of this surveying is falling on the cost of us versus the organization, so I'm not sure why we would want to continue to burden ourselves with additional work when they're not asking for that. I think they're fine with what they have.
I was going to say, we have a very ambitious agenda ahead of us. I understand that we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded, which is amenable and acceptable to the Historical Society. So I would ask that if there's no more comments on this, that we move approval. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, I had a comment. Maybe the alderman didn't understand. I didn't say get into the wetland. I said just parallel it, the curve of it, to utilize that space. And the Historical Society is part of this community. It's part of the people that are doing these things. It isn't that we're giving a lease to somebody different. I mean, come on, we got to get with this. We got people that are hardworking, trying to do things, and putting their time and everything onto it. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm just making it a lot easier for things to be consistent, that they put a lot of time into this, and I got to commend the people that are doing it. We're supposed to be all here working together.
Okay. Alderman Schmidt and Alderman Taylor, and then Ms. City Attorney.
I guess I'm just a little confused why we're getting into a discussion of the lease. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought that was a separate item that's not even involved in this motion. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is trying to approve a motion for the lighting in the pathways. So we're getting divergent from the topic at hand, and yep. That lease agreement can be a topic for another day.
Okay. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Aaron. I was going to basically say the same thing. That's not what's before us, and I think at a point where the Historical Association wants to come before us to ask for something, then we take it up at that time. And I don't know what other historical buildings are left in the city that we could, come across and put there. And obviously, we're starting to run out of room. You don't want to start cramming things together. Mm-hmm. So if there's something out there that we stumble across that we don't know about, well, then we'll probably figure out a way to make it work. But to do anything now, when there's no one's asking for it, is a waste of time, and it's not even on the agenda. So,
there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Resolution in support of 2013 Assembly Bill 441 is introduced to amend the Wisconsin statutes to further provide for the distribution of state agencies of information relating to persons required to register as a sex offender to the public and local law enforcement in the interests of the public health, safety, and welfare.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4 is the low-powered FM radio station opportunities for the Federal Communications Commission. Ms. Liberta.
Simply bring this to your attention. Only about once every 10 years has the ability for a community to have a low-powered FM radio station made available. The window of opportunity closes in about 2 weeks. It's an unusual thing. Basically, a low-powered radio station would be our own program station that just transmits a circle in the Franklin area. You can use it for public safety purposes, but you can also use it to, once you have the license based on your public safety purpose, you can use it for other community purposes, such as having your council meetings, or you can share it with the school district for football games. If you complete the application and are approved, you have 3 years to put it in place. And I talk in the packet about what kind of costs you would be looking at. You'd be looking at a $15,000 to $20,000 installation. To do the application, I would need the authority listed in option 2 as far as motions, which would be about a $1,500 application fee, including the consultant who could do it. There is one consultant that I work with in gathering this information to understand it. It wasn't on anybody's agenda, but I became aware that it was out there, and it's now or not for another 10 years.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think for the cost and the fact that we have 3 years to construct this, I think that's actually probably a pretty good deal for us. In 3 years, this might be something we would want and could really use. And I guess my one concern would be the cost and upkeep, and who would provide that information, and how would that information be approved. And so there are a few more details that would have to be laid out, but I'm not opposed to at least getting the license and putting that in place in the 3 years that we're waiting to make this all happen.
Okay. Is that a motion? Are you making a motion?
I'd like to hear from everyone else.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I wish we had known about this sooner, because, you know, if we had known about months ago, maybe we could put it in this year's budget. But knowing that we have 3 years to do this, you know, what's the worst we're going to lose is the $1,500 if we haven't doing nothing. But I'm thinking, you know, I've listened to the radio when we played Kenosha Indian Trails on the road. I wasn't able to make it, so but I listened to the second half on the radio. And, you know, we have a high school that, do they have any type of audio video clubs or any type of classes where they teach this kind of stuff, where we could partner up with the you know, audio technical group, partner up, and they could broadcast high school events and you know, to actually have these common council meetings. I mean, that's one thing. People may want to actually listen to them live. I mean, I don't know who, but some people may. I don't want to see us on TV. We're always talking every issue, but but I think there's some merit to this. I would support option two to basically fill out the application. Can we come up with $1,500 somewhere that we could?
I indicate that I could make it available out of the IT budget within an appropriate existing line item, so a budget modification.
And is that ours then for 10 years, and then in 10 years we have to readdress it?
Yes, that's my understanding.
But at least the infrastructure would be there to set up, so all we'd have to do is basically the fee of applying, correct? I mean,
yeah.
If everything's set up.
And I believe their expectation is if you're using it fully to the expectation that renewals are
pretty simple,
commonplace, provided there isn't somebody who's coming in with a significantly more appropriate license that can then they may choose to give your wavelength away.
And I think transparency is extremely important. I think if we can do anything, you know, to enhance, you know, coverage of meetings here, and also, you know, give an opportunity to our public schools to use it also and partner with them, I think it would be worth at least the investment and trying it out and seeing. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money, and that could be a capital thing for 2015. So I guess I'll make a motion to see where it goes. Option two.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Alderman Dandrea, you had
your hand. Steve, you did reference, yes. Franklin does have a very successful TV tech program, and they've been noted and done very well throughout the United States. She takes several trips to, or takes a class to California, and gets them involved with some of the major programs in the area, you know, in California or the Los Angeles area. So, yeah, this would definitely enhance that program for the high school. I think it would open doors, and, you know, it'd be a lead-in to programs that would be at the university level. So I think it would be advantageous to look into this.
Okay. Mr. Liberta?
I think the only other thing I don't cover in my sheet that one might wish to consider is whether or not you think in 3 years' time, you know, even FM radio is going to become more internet-based, and people will be getting their radio and stuff through there, which is a different sort of programming in that we would do, and a different way to put it out there. So provided you still believe FM radio is going to be a good way to reach people, this is a valid consideration.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Well, I should say that I started out listening on the radio up in my bedroom, and my wife said, can you listen to that somewhere else? And then I figured, well, maybe I'll go down to the den. And then I went on the computer, and then I found it on there, so which is much better signal compared to a little radio that I have, that alarm clock. So I can see us going that route potentially, because that's you can reach a much larger market that way. It's national. Then you had, I remember there was a Lance Barrett's grandmother was listening to it, the game up in Minnesota where she lives, and we were on Facebook messaging back and forth talking during the game. So it was kind of interesting how technology works.
It's important.
Yeah.
I was just explaining to the city clerk when I go like that.
Right, yeah, the quarterback, that's right.
I think we have the support for it, but I'll add couple things. I think it's a very good idea. When you approach Disney World, it says tune into the FM channel. You go to FAA, it says tune into the FM channel. We had an incident a few years ago where we had some escaped convicts in our community. It would have been nice at that point if the community wanted to tune into the FM station, at least to know what was going on. I think with the Rock and with like the Croatians and Polonia, they may get bigger and bigger, and we might be saying, you know, well, you can start to park your car over here or take it over there. And so, Franklin is very quickly becoming the mecca of sports around here. So, okay, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
I stand. Okay. Madam Clerk, please take roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor? Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it, motion carries. Item 5, tentative agreement between City of Franklin and Franklin Professional Police Association for 2013-2015 successor labor agreement.
So moved. Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. I just want to reiterate what Mr. Liberta included in the resolution, and that's that I want to thank the association. I want to thank our command staff for the good set of negotiations. This was anything but an easy set of negotiations, and I know having been a former union leader myself, I know how difficult it is sometimes to try and get all the members on board. So I very much appreciate all the work that you've done, Eric, and your team, as well as Chief Oliva and Gaylord Hahn and Ms. Liberta. Excellent job. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Oh, wait, we did that.
No, we did
6-1.
Do it twice.
6-0.
You don't get twice as much, though.
Okay.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Want to go back to the FM? No. Approval of a job description for a library administrative aide?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Aha. Item 7, ordinance adopting a 2014 annual budget for the general fund, library fund, solid waste collection fund, sewer service fund, capital outlay fund, equipment replacement fund, street improvement fund, capital improvement fund, debt service fund, development fund, and TIF district funds, and adopting the property tax levy and other revenue for the city of Franklin for fiscal year 2014.
So moved.
All right, it's been moved. Is there
second?
Second. Under discussion, only to say this, two weeks ago, I turned the budget over basically to you at the Committee of the Whole. I am very interested in trying to keep the tax levy at zero, but I said at that meeting that, I recommend budgets, and then it's up to you to make suggestions and amendments to it. So I will sit here tonight just to listen and to chair the meeting. Alderman Wilhelm.
So we have a first and a second on the budget. We don't have a discussion yet. So.
Yeah, go ahead. That's why I'm turning.
Okay. Well, it sounded like it was just going to fly by. I don't even have my budget open yet. I guess there are a couple things that maybe should be discussed, but I I'll yield the floor right now until I get my budget open. I didn't know we were going to jump to a motion to approve it right away. I would open it up soon.
Alderman Taylor?
Right, thank you, Your Honor. And this is, Mr. Roberta did give us a motion, and I think that's pretty much what the mayor read in to kind of start the ball rolling.
Yeah, the intent was to bring the ordinance as an active motion for discussion, and then you and any alderman looking to modify that can then make a motion to amend the motion to include whatever change. So then you can deal with each individual concept you may want to bring as an individual amendment to that motion, and at the end, when there's no more, the clerk will have your final motion for the ability to vote on. So that was the purpose of just moving the budget with a second to put it before you for discussion.
And that's how I understood it. So I have a couple motions or amendments, basically, that we'll be able to vote on individually. I know Alderman D'Andrea has one as well that he was working on. I guess when we go back to when the budget was presented, all I had was the initial, 0% with some increased, some adding of new employees. And, I think the mayor did a very good job on this budget. I remember when we first received it, I think there was a handful of issues that I, just off the top of my head, without digging into it, talking to staff, I had some concerns. And I pretty much have gone from the handful or so that I had to just a couple. And some of those will be addressed tonight, hopefully, with these amendments so I could support the budget. At first, it was like the issue was this, one of them was the sanitarian. And, after researching that and asking the questions I needed, totally comfortable with that. The situation with adding another human resource position, at first I wasn't comfortable with it, but looking at there's low level work, there's middle level work, and there's high level work, I think this will allow Mark to do some of the big ticket items that he hasn't had time to do because he was doing some of the maybe moderate work, and when Dana can now handle some of that and hiring this new person to do some of the, and plus with the Act 10 and Act 32. So Mark sold me on that. And so, the mayor obviously was sold on it also for him to put it in the budget. So, so those things I was comfortable with. Obviously, adding a police officer was never an issue. I thought that was a good call right off the bat. Then we got to the inspector position. And the reason why it was tough for me to get on board any positions at first was the last thing I think any of us want to do is we don't know what the next year is going to be, is to hire people just a year from now, I'd be sitting here laying them off. And that's a concern I think any one of us should have. Because for people to come and work for the city of Franklin, it's possible that they leave another job. And in 1 year to maybe pull that job away from them would be a huge concern because we do not know. I mean, we obviously have an economy that is still fluctuating. We're going to have heated governor's race. And we saw during the recalls how much it affected the economy. So the first motion I'm going to make is regarding the inspector. And essentially what I'd like to have happen is, and the motion is to amend so as to have the 2014 annual budget reflect 1.48 authorized positions for the assistant building inspector for the purpose of requiring further review and approval by the Common Council prior to hiring an additional full-time building inspector. So basically we're going to budget the money. The money's going to be there. But before we actually go out and get a full-time position, the staff's going to come back to us and then have to justify it. So we're not just adding a body without knowing. And I believe the mayor was brought up to speed on this one. I don't think you have
absolutely on board.
Right. So it's basically if we need this body, we're gonna do this. If we don't, why are we hiring them in advance of that? And another thing that I think is important is to look at in that interim, or even while that's going on, is cross training. When you're doing a bathroom, let's say, and you have to have an appointment for a building inspector to show up, and then have an appointment for the plumbing inspector to show up, and then have an appointment for the electrical inspector to show up. We have some employees that are cross-trained, but maybe not to the same competency as the head guy. We could maybe look at...
Can I ask if there's a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. That we should look at cross training and having you know, one stop shopping. It's good in terms of efficiency. I believe it's also good in terms of convenience on the developer, the builder, the homeowner. So if we can improve our customer service with one-stop shopping, that's something we should also look at. So I think this motion will have that money squirreled away, but we can hire this individual. And talking to Mr. Liberta, the revenue that we have for permits so far will basically pay for this next year, is essentially correct?
In your supplemental packet given on the budget today, if you look at pages 5 and 6, 5 shows a workload overview, but 6 shows that this year's revenue through October 31st already exceeds budgeted revenue enough to fund the halftime position currently and the full-time one next year for all of the year. So right. The money's already in the bank
right.
to be able to do this. And then what we can do is when we believe the workload is definitely there to support the full-time, we'll bring back supplemental information if this is approved so that you can see that you believe it's the right choice for the future to move from the halftime, slightly less than halftime,
right.
because it's a non-benefit position.
And so that's what this motion basically is saying, let's put aside the money, but let's also make sure that we're doing the right thing when it comes to it. So that's all I have on that one.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, I support it. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. The motion carries.
The two other items, one of which I think Alderman Dandria worked on with Mr. Liberta, was regarding the economic development director position. So I'll let him address that one after I'm done with my next one, if that's okay.
Well, do you have the numbers written down already?
I do, but
you're talking. Why don't you just, you have the floor. Why don't you just keep going?
All right. Well, we have, you know, I think there's been a lot of discussion regarding an economic development director position, but there was nothing funded in there. And I know, Mark, if you look at the handout that was on our desk here this afternoon or this evening, we're titled G7. The first page shows a dollar amount of $75,800. Plus, there was a little issue where we needed to help out the increased fire department public fire protection of $7,400. So there's a dollar amount of $83,200. And Mark did the work here and got us to $83,200, which so if Mark wants to go into it, Mark Liberta wants to go into it, but I'll make a motion to approve this amendment.
And I second it.
All right. Yeah. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. Liberta.
Just to clarify, these recommendations come from staff, which is Paul and myself.
Okay.
The actual 5 choices we've suggested to you as the best way within this budget to fund that $83,200 without adding any property taxes wasn't something that we worked out in advance with Alderman Dandria.
Oh.
It was staff's recommendation.
Well, I know it was Alderman Dandria's pursuing, you know, being very proactive on whoever was involved in this, they get kudos because I think it's a position that we need. And now it's up to Alderman Dandria and his task force to put together the ideal candidate's job description to be able to bring forward so then we can try to find this person and hopefully have him working by mid-next year.
Or her, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I did hear it was Alderman Wilhelm's idea.
That was not intentional.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Skronsky?
This is not going to increase the taxes for the year or change.
No,
we're still at a zero base.
Correct. If it follows this page and the motion is as identified at the bottom of page 1, then it would be very easy for us to incorporate it, and it doesn't change the tax levy or tax rates in any manner.
Okay.
I believe that, Mayor, you were aware that this was of this.
Yeah,
also.
It's certainly not going to warrant a veto for me.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Go with that one.
Okay. Well, then we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Everybody's happy. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Very smooth. The third item that I have a motion for is I know in the budget was increasing certain roles and responsibilities and duties of the director of administration. this was an issue that came before the Common Council last year, and during this time, the consensus was this is a policy decision, not a budgetary decision. I still feel that's the case. I think, you know, this is something that that it took. Well, it's funny because Alderman Olson kind of, former Alderman Olson kind of chimed in on this one a little bit. And pretty much to summarize, it said he was around in 1999 when this cabinet style government, which the mayor, you know, was one as an alderman, pushed.
That's just my idea.
Well, it was your idea.
Just like
Will right. Idea. So it was the mayor and I, or Alderman Olson, spearheaded this change. And it's worked through three different mayors, Mayor Murray, Clements, and now Taylor. And it's one of those things, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Especially, you know, we do have an election in April. We don't know who is going to be the candidate or the eventual winner. And I think this should be a discussion that we have as a council outside of the budget. When this change happened in 1999, there was months of deliberation and discussion. So to put it in the budget, I think, is not timely. And it's something that we could address. And out of the 10, I think, bullet points that are in the memo from Mr. Liberta, some of which I think are probably no-brainers, and that would take very little discussion, but some of them I think need to be hashed out before we change what has obviously worked. So I'm going to make a motion to amend the motion, or move to amend the motion, so as to have the 2014 annual budget reflect the position title of Director of Administration, not City Administrator, as recommended by the mayor, for the purpose of considering this change as a separate policy matter, not as a budget matter.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Under discussion? Only that maybe I can stop the discussion. I was telling Alderman Dandrea that last night that the main reason for me putting this in here is, well, first of all, I think Mark's an absolutely excellent administrator, and I do a great job. But the big thing is it's just it's one of those when you're leaving an organization and you've worked on it, you want to make sure that when you leave that, you know, you've kind of like made the bed and cleaned the bathrooms and that everything is tidy and taken care of. And that's the main reason for this. I do think it's working. Well, what's different about what I'm proposing here than what we had with Jim Payne? Mm-hmm. Jim Payne was an administrator, but he basically ran the city, and the mayor did not. I propose that the cabinet form a government so that the mayor would be the focal person. I've never liked a city administrator position where the elected people are not setting the policy. So what I was surprised to find out is in Oak Creek, they changed the job description so that Jerry Peterson basically does the day-to-day stuff, but he has no role in setting policy, and that all of the policy resides with both the Common Council and the mayor. So I was more comfortable with that. And so I think you said it when you were putting forward the full-time mayor referendum, that a person like me, I'm retired, I've had the opportunity, so I'm available on a day-to-day basis to have all the departments contact me. So call this, I don't know, maybe it's when I was, from being a steward or something, I'm trying to make sure that when I leave that there's no holes in the system. But, you know, I think the main piece of this is we get a 0% tax levy increased budget. I think the public really is looking forward to that. And then we make sure that the system is going to run and it's going to run properly. So if this is one of those adjustments or compromises, you won't see a veto from me over it.
And I appreciate it, Your Honor, because I think it has run smoothly. And Mayor, you know, I suppose Mayor Clements was there after recall. He was there about 4.5 years out of the, you know, this has been in place since 1999. And when he left in 2005, he left it the way it was, and he was a part-time mayor, and it did work. I think, you know, I understand what you're trying to do. I don't think, I'm not arguing that's the worst case scenario, but I think you have to, this should be a separate policy decision, not a part of the budget. I think you should take more thoughtful deliberation, which we can do. And I think you also, like I said, you know, you're going to leave the city in great hands no matter who replaces, you know, sits in that chair. I think you have to give whoever those people, man or woman, that run that opportunity to see if there's concerns. And if there are, they could then obviously bring this stuff forward. But I really think that this shouldn't be a part of the budget. And that's why I'm just asking for it to come out. Doesn't mean that you can't bring this up outside of the budget and we can deal with this the next couple months, because I'd be fine with that. I just don't think it should be a part of the budget, because I think the budget by itself is about dollars and cents, and it is a zero levy budget.
Yeah, maybe we could try something new. Maybe we could have like the executive branch of government and the legislative branch compromise and come up with a good budget and try something different than what's going on state.
Right. So that's my motion, and
okay. You know. It's been seconded?
Yes.
Mr. Liberta.
Just 2 points, one of clarification. The change in the job title and duties doesn't affect the cabinet form of government. That's right. Part of your charter. So it's just a job description change that would work within that existing structure, set in your ordinance in your charter ordinance, I believe, as a structure to support the mayor. So that it doesn't alter that. Secondarily, that if it remains in the budget as it is, it simply changes the job title anticipating the classification. You're still going to have that policy debate then as the job description comes back and would be finalized, and you would discuss those details either there. All your other job descriptions go to personnel committee, so that policy debate still happens. So it's sort of like an analogy would be one of the trails that we have in the Capitol program, that trail over on the west side. It's in the budget, but you still have a lot of decisions whether or not you're actually going to do it and how it's going to be implemented. So this doesn't actually implement it and put it in place. It just sets in motion those wheels where then you would have the policy.
That may be correct, but it still should be separate from this budget document.
All right, motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No.
Four ayes, two noes, ayes have it, motion carries. All right, is there another amendment?
And I do, Mark, on that second page, do you want me to make those motions, those three motions that you have here?
Yes,
about capital?
The second all page right. of your packet does have three, and since you haven't had a chance to read this, if I can briefly point sure. each one out.
Do you want me to make the motion and then you talk about
sure.
it?
Sure.
All right. Is that okay, Your Honor?
Sure.
All right. The first one is motion to amend, move to amend the motion so as to modify the capital improvement fund for the roof replacement fire station number one, providing appropriations of $7,000 in 2013 and $98,000 in 2014.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
Motion number two would be move to amend the motion so as to modify the capital improvement fund for the roof repair of City Hall, providing for appropriations of $15,000 for 2013 and $210,000 for 2014.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
To move and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
The final one is move to amend the motion so as to modify the capital improvement fund for the Pleasant View Victory Creek Trail project, eliminating the 2014 appropriation and associated grant and impact fee revenues.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, so
no
move
more
second.
Trail.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all.
Aye.
Aye.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
That's all I have.
Okay. And this would do it, or no? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I had asked for a breakdown of the items in the Alderman's budget, and I was given that. We all have that in this packet. So I was, they're not big issues, but.
Is there something I missed? Did you add another couple million in there?
No, but I'm wondering why the public policy forum is in the Alderman's budget, and the ICC, which I barely even ever see an agenda for that. So I guess if we're going to have these in the Alderman budget, I would like to have all the information provided to the Alderman. And if there's any passwords for websites that allow us access, let's use them and make use of what supposedly is in our budget that we didn't know was there.
So no objections? Are there any other amendments?
I do have, what are we doing with the sanitarium? Because there's a memo in here. Can you explain that?
Alderman Dandrea simply asked the page 10, I believe, of the budget had a memo from the health director explaining the change that was incorporated in the budget, but Alderman Dandrea had asked for some financial information to confirm what the salaries and benefit costs were and have confirmation of the revenues to fund it, just to make sure that from a fiscal standpoint it was in fact fully funded. And so this supplemental memo given to you today, page 4 in this G7 packet that we've handed out, simply just verifies what was built into the budget, that there was, that there is no property tax implications of the position, and it's simply moving from a contracted service that we share from another community to moving it into a fully funded 0.6 FTE staff position.
And benefits?
As a 0.6 position, it would qualify for benefits, including if they happen to elect health benefits, but you can see from that page that even if they do, it's funded even if they're at a family plan. So.
Okay. Anything further on the main motion? Is there a, do we have a main motion with its amendments?
You do, but also in your original Common Council packet on page 85, there was a budget update memo provided by me, and in that I did suggest that there be I'll put it in the form of an amendment, move to amend the motion such that the budget document be amended to accurately reflect the end-of-the-year fund balance for the sewer fund as shown in the sewer fund detailed pages. There was a fund balance shown in three different places, and in the detailed pages of the sewer fund, it was right. In the first summary pages, it was right, but on page one or two, the number picked up a different revenue and counted it twice. So I felt since that number was part of the public hearing notice, we should have this additional motion just to make it clear.
What is that motion?
What I just read. It's shown on page 85 largely. I slightly tweaked it just to say.
Is there a motion to
also move.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed on the main motion with its amendments, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Thank you very much, and thank you all for your contributions. Great budget. And I do really want to thank the council for it's very apparent that all of you read the document, spent a great deal of time looking into it, and I think we've got a pretty good budget here. Alderman Taylor?
I want to congratulate, once again, thank the mayor for putting together, I think, what was a very good budget. And the last two have been as smoother than the previous four. I mean, the last two have been. Yeah, no, that's right, yeah. So.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Are we done? Is there a motion? No.
Yeah. Now we can start rolling.
Well, I don't know what it is. Let's see. Review of costs for the extension of sanitary sewer in South 76th Street. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Wait a minute. Are we on G8?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's properly posted. That's really messed up.
There's no real rush you want to put off next meeting.
Yes.
Is there a motion to table? We already have a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Ask for a reason. Rescission of the motion that
I
was made.
I made the motion.
In the second.
What is the reason?
I'll withdraw whatever.
Okay. There's a clerical error. There's some problems.
With where's the error?
The motion to table.
The description.
Okay.
Is there a motion to table to the next coming?
So moved.
All right. Any seconds to that motion?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Moving along, item 9.
Move to authorize staff to investigate the limits of the grave sites at the cemetery located on the south side of 8200 block of West Ryan Road.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Can we just do that? Isn't there like a burial site preservation program where you just can't go like go scraping off the soil on a grave?
Isn't that why we have to survey it?
Well, I think that before you even disturb it, you need to talk to the, what is it, Sherman Banker at the Historic Preservation. I don't think you can just...
We'll have a historic preservation person out there while we do that.
Okay, it doesn't say any of that information in here anywhere, and I would suggest that be part of the motion, so we're not just having some, we're going to go scrape off a grave.
Well, the city has the cemetery. This is the city operates and maintains the cemetery. Mm-hmm. We need to know the limits because the cemetery actually legal description goes to the center of the road. And to try to cost estimate and putting a sewer through now or even in the future, we need to know the limits of the grave sites. So we will have the Historical Society, we'll have a person, probably Dr. Richards from the Historical Archaeologists out there while we scrape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to make a motion to amend the motion to include a representative from the Historical Preservation on site.
Second. The movement seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Skransky.
The city is maintaining it and taking care of it right now. I talked to Jack about this a long time ago because there's nobody of record of that cemetery, and when he agrees, the state historical society.
Yeah, this is about surveying and testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10, authorization for We Energies to install streetlights at the intersection of South Phyllis Lane.
Mayor, point of order.
Yes.
Was the amendment included?
You said with the motion.
The what?
And I'm taking that motion that you meant was the motion that's included.
I just clarified because we were kind of quick on that one.
My motion died without a second, so you just...
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And so we're on item 10. Authorization for We Energies to install streetlights at the intersection of South Phyllis Lane and South 100th at the Rawson Avenue ramp. South 100th Street, is there a motion? Moved and seconded.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Quick thing, Jack. We talked a few months ago about those sidewalks on the bridge. It doesn't make any sense to have them blocked off. I know you were dealing with the state on that, and they're kind of dragging their feet. If you could still... Just wanted to remind you about that because it's a safety issue because people will cross the bridge and they have to go out of the,
they can't take
the traffic. Bridge. Exactly. So if you could think about that when you get a chance.
To
push them over.
Zoom tight.
Yeah, I don't know why they have the barricades on there.
Yeah, it's a safety issue.
It's like Hollywood. All right, there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. All those in favor, please. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Yeah, moving along. Bids received for the extension of water transmission main along St. Martin's Road from approximately 440 feet southeast to South Chapel Hill Drive.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, the city attorney. We are on number 11.
Only just out of general public information. Action sheet says bids are in the neighborhood of 100,000, and I saw that they went from 98 to 159, but there were 10 of them, and it says they're all qualified bids, and the concern is a $4,000 difference, and forever and a day, the statute has said you can increase bid contracts by 15%, which would be $15,000, so I was wondering whether or not the city engineer...
Yeah, our concern is that we should...
is wearing a bow tie tonight and is probably more handsome than Cary Grant ever was after his 44 years in service and his 45th public hearing and Common Council approval of a budget appearance.
And
I think that's
and
a standing
ovation. Yeah. Yeah. Yay!
Yeah.
Where's the cake? Yeah, we recommend. There's some problems with this project, and we would recommend that we rebid it next year. There's some laterals missing. Some problems with the county, and we did get DNR approval, but we have to change the plan so much we really think they should be rebid. Bidding is a fair thing. You should not really change bids before you award. If you find something afterwards for a change order, you can do a change order, but it's not really fair to the bidders to change the plans and specifications before a bid's awarded.
Okay.
So we recommend in fairness and good bidding practices that we postpone this bid. And we will rebid this next spring.
Is that what the counselor said too? Did you say the same thing? Did you agree with that?
Yeah.
What I'm hearing from the city engineer is that there's something more than
that's a yes. Yes.
Yes. That's a problem.
What's your recommendation, Mr. Bennett, to table?
No, reject all bids and rebid this in the spring.
Okay. So I'll move to a second.
I think we already have it.
Well, he threw me off at the bow tie. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Are we on item
12?
Resolution in opposition to 2013 Senate Bill 349 pertaining to the gutting of local municipal home rule authority and regulation of non-metallic mining.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Aye.
Under discussion. For the public, so that you understand why we're moving to oppose this bill. In the newspapers, it looked like it was just for sand mines. Upon investigation of this bill, we're discovering that this would take away local authority, i.e. this common council, to regulate even the quarries that are in our community, which have a lot of regulations already, and this bill, as written, would take those away. Alderman Taylor, Alderman Skronsky.
Once again, Your Honor, thank you for putting something like this on the agenda. I think last month or 3 weeks ago, we had the hotel tax issue put on this agenda about having to use that for DNR, or not DNR, for tourism and that. And it is interesting that, you know, tonight you have two candidates running for state assembly to replace Jeff Stone. One is still here, one is no longer here, and I wish the one that was here would have maybe stuck around. That maybe whoever gets to Madison can realize that the Republican Party has always been for local control. And this is about the fifth item in just this session that is stripping away local control. And I think it's got to stop. I mean, we have an alderman sitting here, a former alderman that was sitting in the audience, and it's the party that they're running under that is stripping local control, and they've always been all about local control. So I'm glad the mayor put this on the agenda, but this is just another attack. And, you know, when Mayor Barrett got up talking about residency before the ICC, and I think that passed almost unanimously in front of the ICC, except for South Milwaukee, who didn't vote, or maybe voted no, Mayor Zepecki. Where's it going to end? Because now this is going to affect our residents. And so this has got to stop.
Alderman Skronsky and Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I'm against this. The home rule should always apply because we're the ones that know what's happening. We're the ones that have the control over it. We're the ones either benefit or suffer by it. So if I become elected, the home rule is going to remain in my platform. It's got to be. It's a good policy.
Alderman Wilhelm?
On November, I guess it was.
I will.
But I don't exactly know what the date was, but at the last quarry monitoring committee, this is for the council's information since the only other person there was Alderman Schmidt. The motion was made by the quarry committee. The Quarry Monitoring Committee has reviewed Senate Bill 349 and expresses concerns related to the loss of local control, which protects the citizens of Franklin, and recommends the city go on record opposing Senate Bill 349. And they've committed forward that to the mayor for consideration. We really appreciate the mayor taking that up and Jesse's work on putting that on the agenda as well.
Okay. Well, they're in violent agreement once again here, which is kind of nice. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. South 27th Street Corridor streetscape recommendations from the Community Development Authority and Forward Franklin Economic Development Committee. Mr. City Attorney.
In short order, Common Council has reviewed streetscape, has worked with the City of Oak Creek for the last 5-6 years on the subject matter. The bottom line on this question was raised by the other cities of Greenfield and Milwaukee and their bid districts, which are public-private entities, on bringing that particular bid district all the way up, all the way down to County Line Road for the 6 miles between Oak Creek and Franklin. And streetscapes, or the South 27th Street Corridor Street Committee met again, and they're firm on where they were at. Community Development Authority, after referral by the council, remained steadfast in where they were at. FFEDC looked at it, and they remained steadfast in where they were at. And so it comes back to the Common Council after those referrals, recognizing that out there is the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, that after all the meetings through all those years has finally said, please resolve this somewhere in the very near future. And so the thought was, there's some itemization there, but the council is well aware of all the facts here. And no action, if no action is taken whatsoever, and I conferred with the assistant city attorney on this subject matter, what will happen is the 27th Street Steering Committee, which is sitting there just wanting to make sure before they get into the nitpicky details, such as what names, et cetera, go on signs, which apparently now the Department of Transportation is interested in knowing. They will get back together and finish that all up. But they want to make sure that Oak Creek and Franklin are not interested in getting involved. I shouldn't say not interested. I should say in furthering all these 5 years and a lot of money funded plans before they do that. And staff would also immediately get together with Oak Creek staff and put together a written agreement, memorandum of understanding or whatever on the 50-50, 90-10, et cetera, on the streetscape improvements, and bring that all back to the Common Council. And all of that scenario assumes that the Common Council is still on board with all the previous decisions it already made. If you want a different motion to make it formal, I have one prepared, but that's pretty much the bottom line.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I read this and I was sort of confused on the whole wording, because it talks about scrapping the historic 51 bid. So are we saying that a lot of the people in the city have decided that we're going to do the 27th Street landscaping plan versus looking at the historic bid? Is that where we're moving with this item for starters? Is that a clarification I can get?
My understanding is some individuals or parties would like us to, in essence, copy or emulate what took place between Greenfield and Milwaukee with their streetscaping. Excuse me, they're shaking. No. We have been working for 10 years, right, Jack? 10 years.
10 years. We started at 2 old.
On this whole issue between our city of Oak Creek and us. And we have agreements. We have agreements between the city of Oak Creek and ourselves, if for nothing else, the gentleman's agreements as to what the streetscaping is going to be. On top of that, we've employed HTNB for years for a lot of money. We have worked with the Department of Transportation as much as we possibly can work with them on how the streetscaping is going to be put in place.
So the answer to my question is yes.
Well, and
basically. I'm just trying to determine what we're
heading. Well, I'm trying to explain it.
I understand. I just want to know. I think I have the answer. No. So that's fine.
That's okay, because I'm going to explain.
It's good.
Because I think it's worth explaining.
All right, well, I have the floor.
They want us to emulate what Milwaukee and Greenfield is. We already have agreements, and we already spent a lot of money on our streetscaping. We've got agreements. And so, no, we're not going to accept either the CDA or the Ford Franklin Committee that streetscaping between Greenfield and Milwaukee.
Well, I guess a lot of people I talk to really like the historic 41 bid concept, and I know they're having some kind of meeting. Do they even know we're taking this up? The people that were following that,
no disrespect, but we don't report to them.
Well, I'm not saying that we report to them, but they were offering a way to take care of the maintenance, which wouldn't cost the city in the future. And to me, that seemed like a valid thing to look at, or at least hear what the businesses along there preferred. I thought maybe we would just kind of wait to hear from the results. They were going to go to the businesses and get the results from us, so we at least have that additional information. And that's happening in a couple of weeks. So I was just curious if we're just not going to let them know about it. We didn't invite them here, so I know Mark Hansen was really involved in that. It's a guy from Northwestern Mutual, and they were before us on that. So I was just curious what we were doing.
Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. I got a call from Mark Hansen today asking me what was going on, and I kind of explained to him kind of what happened, how it really started with the steering committee, which was myself, Alderman Mahalski. We had Doug Seymour, assistant city attorney. And we basically said, I think this needs to go back to the common council, so both cities, And then the mayor said also, I believe, then let's go to Ford Franklin, let's go to CDA, where these discussions should take place. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on the identity of this corridor. And I don't think any one of us up here said that we don't support a bid. But the mayor is absolutely correct that we don't report to them. I don't personally mind historic 41. I mean, I like history and things like that. But can you honestly say that what's north of college is the same as what's south of college? That Franklin Old Creek want to be lumped in with Greenfield and the city of Milwaukee? We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to determine what our signage is going to look like, what types of plantings we're going to have. And I think what I talked about at the steering committee was send this back to both the municipalities. I wasn't at the CDA, but it was unanimous. I purposely left right when this topic was coming up at Ford Franklin because I didn't want to have any of my bias added to the discussion. It passed unanimous to continue to do what we're doing between us and Oak Creek. Now, do I support a bid? Absolutely. But can the person that's managing the bid north of us manage ours? Very possibly, but it should be two pots of money, not the same pot of money. Because if I'm Wien Franciscan and I'm the Staybridge, and I'm putting money into the big pot, where do you think that maintenance is going? Not on the brand new stuff that we put up 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. It's going to be on the signs that are there now, the trees that are there now.
I'll second that if you're making a motion.
Well, I don't really know what the motion is yet. So, I'm going to continue. I don't think that businesses can determine what our city is going to be known as. I mean, it's really up to the two municipalities, the governing bodies, to determine what this corridor looks like and what it's named. And I don't think that we can just turn it over to a group of business owners saying we want it to be historic 41. I mean, we all know we had the boom guard. That didn't work. That was before basically all of our time up here for the most part, most of our time. And it got shot down. But we've never really thought of a name. Will that name just come naturally, or are we going to put some effort into trying to name it? I'm not sure, but I don't think we can just turn over the reins to this bid and say, yep, this is Historic 41, and that's why this is here now. Now, that being said, this bid is meeting on the 12th of this month, where they're going to have their town hall meeting, where the 12th.
November. I thought it was December.
November. November 12th. November. Hanson just...
I thought it was December at the Boots Saloon. That's when they were going to...
Is that what it is? Well, then forget it, because I was going to say if it was just going to be in a week.
The Boots Saloon? Did you make that up?
No. Isn't that what it's called?
It is. I was going to say that if it was just a week from now, maybe we could push this off 2 weeks and then make a decision so we're allowing them to make their case or whatever. But if it's a month and a half from now, well, then... You know, I don't think we can afford to delay. So that's kind of, I think, hopefully to answer Alderman Wilhelm's reasoning to why this is here.
Guys, got to move around up there.
Okay.
You got to show a little life out there.
Alderman, did you have your hand?
Yeah.
What would an appropriate motion be to get this moving?
I asked you if you had your hand up. You're next after me. I serve on this board for the historic bid, primarily for my company that's on the east side of 27th Street between College and Drexel, or College and Rawson. The way that it was presented to the business owners is that it's going to create some uniformity in the transition of the streetscape or the look, okay, from College Avenue, and it was supposed to go to Drexel. Then the bid wanted to expand it to go all the way down to the county line, okay? And I think this is where, I mean, I'm on both sides of the fence here because... Yes, we have a whole different image of what we're trying to do south of Rawson, okay? And no, it isn't like what it is from Rawson north to the highway. So I'm on the fence. We even told them when they did present that we needed to refer this to our committees for review, okay? But do I believe in turning this down at this time? I know they have a town hall meeting coming up in December, and they're going to talk to all the businesses and get their opinion. And I thought we were going to allow them, as Kristen thought, to give us their feedback, you know, on what the businesses were going to do. Now, granted, just because it's feedback doesn't mean that we have to approve the project or approve it go forward. And are we going to be, you know, Mayor Scafidi was at that meeting, and he was in favor of it. Now, I'm not sure if he has changed his tune either. But there's a lot of unknowns here, and just to scrap it, I think we should be both on the same, all on the same page between Oak Creek and Frank. If we're going to stick to our proposals and our plans that are in our historic, then we're going to stick to our guns and we're going to stick to that. And I'm fine with that. Okay.
Alderman Mayer, then Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll defer to Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this has been long before I was alderman. It was Boomgard. We've been at this for a really long time. And I think, to me, it's just common courtesy, even though we don't have to, you know, communicate with them. To me, it seems like the right thing to do, and it's not that far away, and we would know how, you know, the other businesses feel. Like, you know, we've got some prominent people that are interested in helping out with this and carrying us through that we didn't even invite to tonight's meeting to hear what we might be thinking. And, you know, it doesn't give us a very good reputation when we don't communicate. I think communication is the key, and I think we missed the communication on this. And it, to me, I'm uncomfortable with that. I'm with Alderman D'Andrea. I can go along with the 27th Street. I can go along with it. That's not the issue. The issue is more about the communication.
Okay. City Attorney and then Alderman D'Andrea.
Historic 41, not 51, big district was here. I think it was the meeting right after Labor Day. And with all due respect, if there's any miscommunication, it's some thought that a city can just simply say, okay, here's the bid, and that's all there's to it. Because a bid, while created by the local government, is staffed, or its membership is constituted by the business owners and on the street there. So that decision is forthcoming. So all of this, to a certain extent, is a little premature. And to just walk in front of the common council and say, please make the 6-mile stretch historic 41, if you wanted to, you couldn't do that. So, in any event, all that's been considered, and everybody's talked about the large amount of money that's already been spent, and et cetera, et cetera. But here, per Alderman Mayer's earlier comment, here's a proposed motion. And that would include this motion, would accomplish everything that's been brought up this evening. Direct staff to proceed with the 27th Street Steering Committee and the City of Oak Creek staff to bring final terms and provisions for the 27th Street streetscape and cost terms in relation to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reconstruction project, all prior pursuant to all prior Common Council approvals, bring it back to the Common Council for the fruition of the arrangement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman D'Andrea, you did have your hand up.
I just had one comment to make on Mr. Taylor's comment in regards to the pot of money. The monies were going to be separate for the bids. I mean, it's the historic 41, but the pots of money are separate for going south of College. Okay, and north. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. I wasn't at that meeting. I don't know where Mayor Scafidi stands, but the reality is you need both municipalities to agree. Because what are you going to do, put Historic 51 on their side of the street and whatever we want on 41?
41?
It was whoever started this 51 garbage. Was it Alderman Wilhelm? Right?
So then have
Franklin be their own, their own theme. So we have to be on the same page. But I'm still going to say that it is up to both elected bodies what this corridor is going to be named, not just we're going to carte blanche lay down and say, okay, we'll take historic 41. So that's just my point. I'm all for having communication and making this work, but we have to be on the same page with our neighbors to the east.
Not to belabor this, but we do have an agreement
right, with
Oak Creek. Yeah. And Alderman Taylor was there. I was there. Commissioner Ryan was there. I think Jack was there. We had
Mayor Scafidi.
Jeff Stone was there. Yeah. Hanadel was there. And that agreement spelled out the streetscaping and what each community would pay for it. So,
right. Okay.
Okay, but we do have a motion on the floor. It's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion
aye,
carries.
Aye, Jack.
You have another. This is just going to go right in tune with what Alderman Taylor said earlier, and that's resolution committing the Home Rule Authority of the City of Franklin to work in collaboration with the state of Wisconsin to create jobs and promote economic growth. So basically, the reason I'm asking you to vote on this is that the real job creators is local government. I mean, it's you have the state government that can greatly assist in the creation of jobs. But, probably between Oak Creek and Franklin in the last 10 years, we've created more jobs than probably the whole north side of Milwaukee. And when you go to ask the state for assistance, which like we did with Northwestern Mutual and I think Wheaton Franciscan, it's almost like pulling teeth. And that was under the Doyle administration. But still, what we need is a partnership with state government that is truly going to work with local government and be a partner, not an agency that you have to go to and get down on your hands and knees and beg them to assist you in creating jobs. And that's, I'll just tell you, firsthand experience, that's what I went through. Trying to get that, there's $1 million check in my office from the Doyle administration, but that took, well, it probably aged half the staff of the city and the city attorney and that one gentleman that we had to work with. And that was the
6-foot snowstorm warning where we were the only people in City Hall at 9 a.m. on the phone with the economic development
right.
committee for the state.
So that's basically why I have this in front of you. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'm fine with the concept. The problem is this was way in the back of the pack. So by the time I got to reading it, I realized there were three bills that I should have read to know that I wanted, if I wanted to support the resolution. Because I don't know what is in any three of those bills. They may be 98% okay, and there might be something 2% that I might disagree with without reading the the bills. I'm a little bit uncomfortable supporting. We want them to enact the following three bills. So what are the following three bills? Wouldn't it be our best interest to read the three bills and make sure we all agree with the three bills because they're not in the packet?
I guess I would agree with you on that, except that I think it's timely. You have to. The reason you're seeing all of these resolutions is so that you can get it from the state legislature. But I think to satisfy your concerns, I think if you were to carve out the three bills in there and just go from stop at be it further resolved that the city of Franklin urges legislature and governor to work in a more
harmonious
relationship and creation of jobs, something to that order, I think
I would be. That would suit me much better.
I'd make the motion to adopt the resolution with the carving out item AB 147, AB 289, and AB 416 as presented to us tonight.
Well, then I don't really know what we're set. I don't know what we're setting up there then. I mean, I think I understand what Alderman Wilhelm's saying, but if you agree with 98% of it, then your odds are you're going to vote on it. I think we need to send a resolution the way it sits,
yeah.
And if Alderman Wilhelm doesn't want to vote for it, she has that
she
right. But
no.
I think we need to, send the message of what this is. I mean, it's not just here for a reason; it's something that we, that we should be supporting. So,
I'll restate my motion then.
Okay.
I'll restate my motion: a motion to adopt a resolution committing the Home Rule Authority of the City of Franklin to work in collaboration with the state of Wisconsin to create jobs and promote economic growth.
Second.
I move and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I guess I like to read things, so I'm uncomfortable, so I guess I'll abstain. I would like to support this, and it's unfortunate that no one else feels the need to read the bills that you are supporting. That troubles me somewhat.
Well, I take offense to that, Alderman Wilhelm, just because I think the actual heading, anybody can kind of come to conclusion of what those things stand for. And if the Senate and the Assembly wasn't in session right now and these things wouldn't be adopted before we meet next time, I would say let's kick it down the road and come back in 2 weeks. But we don't have that luxury. They're meeting right now.
Consider economic development within the three bills instead of...
I'll call a question.
Go ahead. The question's been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. On calling the question, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? On the main motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Any noes? We have five ayes, no noes, one abstention. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 15, resolution confirming the appointment of Paul Rotzenberg as Director of Finance and Treasurer.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. I think it's, I need to comment on it. Paul, is, I think all of you would agree, has done a remarkably good job. This year's budget is putting a city budget together is not easy. He did so with Mr. Liberta, but I know who was crunching the numbers and doing the spreadsheets and all that. Mr. Patterson still talks in glowing terms about Paul, and I'm very, very happy that Paul was willing to accept the job and come to his city and to do a fantastic job here. So thank you, Paul, for all the hard work, and I think you're going to see in this motion that you have the support of the Common Council.
And he's a proud member of the Fighting Fork District, so.
Okay. We want to hold that against you.
All right. Now, don't hold it against him, though. Don't hold it against him.
And he's a clown, and the clerk said, and he's a pleasure to work with.
Oh, man.
I mean, there is no higher compliment.
Wow. And I have Sandy's words versus mine, yeah. So you got to go with Sandy.
She doesn't even keep it a secret.
She doesn't even say that about the council.
No. I know.
No,
that is real.
Just
wow.
Need a simple majority vote on this?
Yeah.
City attorney? Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries.
You have to stay 47 years old.
He's
like
a school board member.
Mr. Bennett.
Thank God he wasn't a school board member. we saved him. We saved him.
Paul, don't get used to this rosy talk.
Yeah. You've been good.
Resolution designating signatures for checks and orders pursuant to Section 66.0607 Wisconsin statutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Ordinance to amend Ordinance 2012-2096 as amended to modify the budget of the General Fund Elections General Fund Contingency. Transferring up to $30,000 in expenditure appropriations from contingency to elections, cover expenses related to special elections.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 18, resolution to establish a 2013 non-represented clerical employee general wage adjustments and incorporate such into the employee handbook.
Move to agree. Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Rescission of the October 1st, 2013 Common Council action approving the modification of the eligibility requirement, flexible spending program, parens, section 125 plan, parens, such that the requirement that the employees are regularly scheduled to work 20 or more hours per week applies to employees hired for their current term of employment after January 1st, 2007, as the information provided by the city's administrative consultant changed following that action, thereafter stating that such a change to the plan was not available.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have.
No.
Okay. We have five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I now turn to licenses.
All right, thank you, Your Honor. I have operators, Crush Shell, hold for appearance, Bailey, hold for appearance, Case approved, Hagen approved, Hartung approved, Johnson approved, Stadler approved, Zott approved, temporary Class B beer, St. Martin's of Tours Parish School approved. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Turning to vouchers, payroll approval, motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the ranges numbers 149095 through numbers 149304 in the amount of $1,650,430.15. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated November 1st, 2013, in the amount of $336,058.19?
So moved.
Second.
And wait, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $196,311.76 plus any city matching payments where required. That's the motion.
So moved.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a motion approving the estimated net payroll dated November 15, 2013, the amount of $343,000 in payments of the estimated various payroll deductions in the amount of $203,000 plus any city matching payments where required. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The move is seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, I believe there is a veterans event this Monday. I believe it's at 11 a.m., but it's posted on the on the blackboard and the website. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.